there are a lot of reasons some people choose cannabis. Whether you're tapping into your creative side or just trying to relax, the one thing weed won't do is make it any more safe or legal to drive afterwards. It can slow reaction times, for example, and if you thought a few eye drops helped you get away with it, know that people can tell when you've been smoking marijuana, including law enforcement. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high. Get a DUI.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart. Creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now it's time to look at sport in the recent past, in other words last night, but also what lies ahead over the festive season. I'm joined by Colm Bouygues, broadcaster with Off the Ball. Colm, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Last night, first of all, let's talk about Shamrock Rovers at Stamford Bridge.
For 8 minutes they were level. It was 1-1. Marcus Poom, son of Mart Poom, the former Derby County and Sunderland goalkeeper, who just had his first baby a week ago, so he was in celebration.
Matilda.
Matilda. He told her own Nathan Murphy about that afterwards. So he equalised last night. And before that, Johnny Kenny, the very informed forward who's the top scorer in the Conference League, had a great opportunity to score for Shamrock Rovers. But let's be frank, Chelsea were far superior and they showed that. Chelsea have no business being in this Conference League. I mean, they're second in the Premier League. They're one of the best teams in the league. So they were far superior. So you have to give credit to Rovers for a lot of last night. But we were just chatting before we went on air there, and it was self-destruction of the highest order by Rovers giving away those. They gave away those first two goals with Dara Burns and Dan Cleary, the pass backs, which were intercepted. And Chelsea's young forward, Mark Gooey, the 18-year-old, took full advantage. He scored a hat-trick. Kieran Dewsbury-Hall scored. Mark Cucurella, the Spain's Euros-winning left-back. Just full of quality. This is their B and C team.
So in spite of the fact they say we can learn from this, well, maybe they can, but really there's a gulf in class.
It is. I mean, I was saying it on the show this morning. It was like this young fellow up front for Chelsea is probably the best striker that a lot of these defenders of Shamrock Rovers have ever played against. And he's barely played any senior football, this young guy. They are the difference in levels as you go up. But Rovers have done really well in this Conference League. They're true to a playoff in
now,
the year.
What about the two eccentrics who played last night, Manchester United, went to Tottenham?
Yeah, well, that's a good way of putting it, because they're the two of the most entertaining sides in England, if you want to put it that way. It was a crazy game, Pat, because it was only 1-0 at half-time to Spurs. Then they quickly went into a 3-0 lead in the second half, and you thought Ruben Amorim's job as Manchester United manager is seismic, because how are you going to change the culture here? So 3-0 down, and then Spurs' stand-in goalkeeper Fraser Forster just gives United two goals. He tries to pass this out from
so
the back.
It's game on now.
And it's game on. And then the second one, he just takes an age to clear it. And Amad Diallo, United's in-form forward, he scored the winner in the Manchester Derby. He scores from Forster's mistake, and then United have chances. But then Bayundir, the United standing goalkeeper, makes a hash of a corner from San Heung-min, which goes all the way in, and Spurs end up winning 4-2.
Yeah, I think we have a clip of Ange Postecoglou talking about how he felt about the game.
I like the whole bit, mate. You're not entertained.
Very entertained.
Well, there you go. What do you want? Do you want a scrambling 1-0? I know the studio's probably going into meltdown over my lack of tactics, but you know what? I love the fact that we go out there and just take it to oppositions. Even the fact that we've got so many absences at the moment. Goalkeeper, both centre halves, left backs. You know, got kids on the bench, and yet, you know, these boys are maintaining their principles about trying to play the football we want to be. And I think if we get through this period, and you know, I just think we're going to get enormous growth out of it. I really like the way we played tonight. I mean, obviously, you know, those two moments kind of taint the sort of overall. And it's something that's happened this year before. And obviously, it doesn't help us in sort of gaining traction in terms of our consistency. But in terms of the mentality of the boys, mate, I love it.
Well, he's right. It was entertaining.
Yeah, but the Spurs defenders kept them passing Forster the ball back after he made the two mistakes. They won't change for anyone.
Yeah, but the whole idea, would you prefer to watch that and be excited throughout, or a boring one?
Well, listen, it's amazing for the neutral. It's fantastic. But if you're a Spurs fan and you have high cholesterol, it's not too good for you.
Let's talk URC. We've got a number of games, the Inter-Pros effectively over Christmas period.
It's good fun. Now it starts tonight, Ulster against Munster at 7:35pm. Both teams have had a poor start to the season, let's be honest. They're 10th and 11th respectively. I think there's a point between them, and both have a host of players missing as well, but you will see Jack Crowley in action, of course, is all the talk about the 10 for Ireland at the moment, and also Munster and Leinster. But there are going to be a number of big names missing, like Tadhg Byrne is IRFU protected, Pete Romani is injured, Craig Casey had a horrific injury that he sustained, he's going to be out for the foreseeable future.
What does that mean, IRFU protected?
So they have
to rest them for...
It's an agreed upon thing that the Irish contracted players can only play a certain number of games for their provinces. So Tadhg Byrne is rested here. He played every minute of the November series for Ireland. I mean, the guy is due a rest. It just coincides with the time period when Munster themselves are struggling with loads of injuries. Yeah. But Ulster too, Nick Timoney and Ian Henderson are unavailable for tonight as well. So it's a damaged match in terms of personnel available, but it's still quite strong. And then at the same time this weekend you have Leinster against Connacht, and it's all building up very nicely to the 27th of December at Thomond Park. Munster against Leinster, Crowley against Prendergast, hopefully.
Hopefully that. Now, Craig Casey will be on the injury list for quite a while.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's just such a shame for him because he was so robust during the November series when he was getting whacked all over the place. But
yeah,
he's fallen victim this time.
Off the man, picking himself up and carrying.
Exactly,
on.
Yeah. But it's one hit too many, and he's going to be in the sideline for the foreseeable. And so is Conor Murray. So Paddy Patterson plays for Munster tonight.
Now back to the Premier League, and we always have a feast of football over the Christmas period. They all have to mind themselves. They can't be having a few over Christmas because they invariably are playing from Stephen's Day, Boxing Day, right through to New Year's Day.
Well, it's interesting you say that because this weekend there's a host of players in the Premier League who are on yellow cards. So if they pick up a sneaky yellow patch, they'll have Christmas off. And I'm sure you'll see a glint in the eye of a fella who's just got a yellow card for nothing. So it starts tomorrow, lunchtime at Villa Park, Aston Villa against Manchester City. Both a bit like Munster and Ulster, out of form sides. Man City, I mean, last week at the Manchester Derby was a disaster for them, how they lost that. And Villa have just, they've gone on a poor run. They're getting results here and there, but generally they've gone way off the boil and from what they were late summer, early autumn. Crystal Palace play Arsenal too tomorrow evening at Selhurst Park. Arsenal looking okay at the moment, again very up and down. They've been better since the last November international break. They will sustain some sort of Premier League title challenge, I'd imagine.
Yeah, now Liverpool are going to Tottenham and you can only see one result there.
Well, I don't know, because I don't know what version of Spurs is going to show up. I mean, look, we do a prediction thing every week and off the ball is called Who You Got, and I have this down as a 4-2 Liverpool win. And I actually think that's a conservative estimate about how that game could finish up. I mean, like, if that game, Pat, finishes nil-all, it should dominate our conversation on Monday morning, because it would be one of the most remarkable feats in Premier League history, because you've all-out attacking Tottenham and a Liverpool under Arne Slot who are so effective in getting the job done.
Yeah. Chelsea and Everton, only one answer there, I think.
Well, definitely on form, yeah. Chelsea have been stupendous. Absolutely brilliant under Enzo Maresca, and Everton just frankly haven't been under Sean Dyche. They're in big trouble. Mm.
And Nottingham Forest, they go to Brentford and... You know, they're doing well this year, unexpectedly.
Yeah, well, Nuno, he's done really well, because when he was Spurs manager, he was kind of laughed out of it after a couple of months. But people forget how well he did at Wolves. So he's coming back here and he's doing a really good job at Forest. They had a great win last week against Aston Villa. And of course, Manchester United too, they're back in action, home to Bournemouth.
Will you be watching the big fight?
Yeah, Usyk against Fury, we're going to cover it on Monday morning.
Is this genuinely the combined titles, all the titles?
Yeah, it's the world heavyweight. So Usyk beat him 7 months ago now, I think it was. So this is the rematch for Fury. Did you see he said he hasn't talked to his wife or family for 3 months, Fury, in preparation for this? He's living like a monk. He's not talking to anyone, whereas Usyk is doing the opposite. He's living life. But it's in rehab, and I was reading this morning, there's very little anticipation around it. They're a football-obsessed country. All they want to talk about is the Premier League. This boxing event is kind of going on the wayside, which is interesting.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
There are a lot of reasons some people choose cannabis. Whether you're tapping into your creative side or just trying to relax. The one thing weed won't do is make it any more safe or legal to drive afterwards. It can slow reaction times, for example, and if you thought a few eye drops helped you get away with it, know that people can tell when you've been smoking marijuana, including law enforcement. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high. Get a DUI.